Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight is, ladies and gentlemen, can you feel it? Can you taste it? Are you ready? It's football night in America. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, we got football. That's right, NFL preseason style football. Hey, it's a whole lot better than nothing, boys and girls. But we got some football coming up for you tonight. So, As a matter of fact, there's several. There's just not one. What are we doing on that page? There's not just one preseason football matchup tonight. There are several preseason football matchups tonight. Phone lines are open, 347-326-9073. So you better get yourselves called on in here. Oh, man, the message lines are off and running. So, got some special guests going to be calling in today. Rumor has it, because, you know, the Midians have been, you haven't heard from the Midians in a while, have you, boys and girls? Well, the Midians have been working overtime today, and the Midians have told me, it's a rumor now, because it comes from the Midians, because the Midians are kind of flaky. But the Midians have been kind of spreading their rumor around that Kathina, the Kill Switch Katrin, going to be calling into the show today. So just have to see what's going on there. Has anybody seen or heard from my little buddy, Clint Davis? I have not heard from him today. So, Mr. Davis, if you are out there, I hope you're going to be calling in because, you know, the show, I can only raise so much little hell without my good buddy, my good friend, Clint Davis, calling into the show today. So, hopefully, Clint's working on something hot. And so, he's going to be calling in here in just a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, can you smell the excitement in the air? That's right. Football. Let's see who tonight for football. We got Baltimore and Tampa Bay, Cincinnati and Atlanta. Where did my schedule go? There we go. St. Louis and Cleveland, Washington, Tennessee, Denver, Frisco, Seattle, and San Diego. So hopefully some of those teams are in your hood and you're going to be able to catch you some preseason football. Like I say, it's a whole lot better than nothing. And I flat wore, I'm having to go buy me a new Xbox because I just flat wore mine out because I have two games. I have two games on my for my Xbox, and that is golf and football. And I have flat wore it out with the rain that we've gotten the last couple of days. So I wore it out playing golf and football. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. I might have to post a picture on Facebook. I'm hoping I don't have to post that picture again, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to do it. Let's do that right now as I'm thinking about it, because if I don't do it exactly when I'm thinking about it, it don't get done, because I'm a bad man like that. Got some birthdays and shout-outs coming up later. Going to say hello. Went by, saw some friends today, so I told them I'd give them a little shout-out, and we're going to do that just a little bit later in the shout-out portion of our program. And I hope Clint makes it into show today because he had that new little feature that he was wanting that we were starting, craziest headlines or something like that. All the pictures of me asleep. How did those get on this phone? Ah, here we go. Let's see. Here we're going to post it to here. All right. So we're going to post this picture on Facebook. And hopefully somebody can help us out. Because it's Thursday. And you know what that means. That means it's the day after hump day. So there you go. Wow. That's some funky stuff right there. I'm cruising down some. Anyway. So we got football tonight. We got some preseason football tomorrow night. Friday night, it looks like this. New England, Philadelphia, Miami, Jacksonville, Jets, Detroit, Chicago, Carolina, Arizona, Green Bay, Houston, Minnesota, Kansas City, New Orleans, Dallas, and Oakland. So there you go. 347-326-9073. We also got the chat room up and running. If you want to hop into the chat room, if there's something on your mind, feel free to come in and speak it. So, just don't come in here acting like idiots, and we'll be cool. I won't have a problem if you, but if you come into my chat room or if you try calling in and you start acting like an idiot, you know, after I blast you, you know, there we go. It goes like this. That's just how it goes. I am going to apologize to JT Tilly. I should have gave him his time the other day. I should have let him talk. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. So, anybody else that wants to call in and try to act like morons or idiots or just flat stupid, you know, consider this your warning. So, there you go. All right. Let's see here. Michael Vick going to be starting for Philadelphia in their preseason football. Jaguars are going to start Gabbert in their preseason opener. Cat Dallas has released guard Jeff Olson before their trip to Olson. Mark Sanchez has declared that he has earned his right to start. Maybe so, but it basically comes down to the coach's decision, Mark Sanchez. So you just keep barking, buddy. Oh, let's see. That's pretty much all we got right for the football news. First round of the PGA Championship was today, and sounds like they're under a weather delay in Rochester, New York. Jim Furyk, Adam Scott are tied for the lead. Tiger, he's not too far back. I think he is 6 strokes back. So that's a good little starting off spot for Tiger. And he'll get his stuff together, and he will be there shortly. All right. I'm kind of scared. You know, normally Clint is here with us, being a happy camper. Still trying to track him down. Normally, and hopefully it's nothing major, because normally he calls me and lets me know, or texts me and let me know if he's not going to be here. So this is kind of weird that he has not texted in. Oh, let's see here. I don't want to comment anymore on that. I'm looking at some different stuff on Facebook. I'm not going to comment any more on that until Clint's here, because, you know, that's Clint's thing. Let's see here. Furyk and Scott on top of the leaderboards. NCAA. Is getting out of selling jerseys. So they are no longer going to be selling jerseys on the NCAA site. Apparently things are getting pretty testy for Johnny Football, Johnny Manziel. Apparently his family has hired an attorney, so it's going to be anxious to see what that's about. All right. Not a lot going on there. Jump over, take a look at baseball. Had some afternoon action. Frisco is beating Milwaukee 4-0 in the middle of the fifth. The Mets beat Rado. Miami-Pittsburgh tied 4-4 after 10. And Philadelphia beat the Cubbios 12-1. Pittsburgh did beat Miami 5-4 in 10 innings. So there you go. There for all you the union has filed a suspension over A-Rod's suspension. I think A-Rod got off pretty easy, personally, because he's old, he's almost washed up. So, you know, A-Rod, you get what you get. We want to say hello to the Handicapping Network today in the guest room. Welcome to the Greg Skrill Show. I hope you all enjoy what you hear. We're still looking for Clint Davis. If anybody has seen Clint Davis, send him home. Also, thoughts and prayers go out to everybody who's been in the Northwest Arkansas area who's been affected of the flooding. Got some good overnight rain, so we just want to say hello. And say our thoughts and prayers go out to all of our fans. I'm hoping to get, for all you TCW fans, we are hoping to get Genetic Perfection on the show. We got a phone call coming in here. Let's see what we got here. Well, let's try this button again. Hello, 717. Welcome to the Greg Skrill Show.
Mr. Squirrel, Mike in Pennsylvania.
Hey, Mike in Pennsylvania. What's going on, my friend?
Tiger Woods is at it again. This guy, he can play great in all the meaningless tournaments. You put him in a major, and it's in his head.
Boy, I don't know. I do agree. I'm trying to figure out where to put a finger on this because, you know, he had some terrific practice rounds, but then, you know, once the real action gets started, he just kind of up and disappears. But he's, you know, it's just the first round. He's only six shots back. So don't count the man out yet.
His whole life, ever since he was a kid, all he's talked about is the majors, beating Jack Nicklaus's record at 18 total majors. I think he's put so much into that thought that now, after winning, you know, not winning 17 of these majors in a row, I guess we're going on about 5 years, I think it's a mental block. You know, any aspect of life, any person, sometimes you just get out of your comfort zone and it affects you. And after 17 tournaments, you know, that's a lot of years for him. And, you know, normally the last few tournaments, it was the weekend. You know, he was right in there until Saturday or Sunday. But just coming out, you know, plus one, there's a lot of good golfers ahead of him right now.
Yeah, there are. But, you know, that course, that's one of those courses that if there is just the slightest, and I've had an opportunity to play that course, and if there's just the slightest weather change, that course turns into a different beast. I mean, it can start off and everything, pretty comfortable, but you know, if it's just one of those courses that if there's the slightest weather change and everything, especially from the front nine to the back nine, I mean, it's definitely one of those courses where you better set your score early or else you're going to struggle. And so hopefully Friday, Tiger, he'll have the luxury of being in the afternoon groupings. So we'll have to see because, that's where Furyk and Scott came from. They were in the mid-afternoon groupings. And so I think they definitely had a better advantage of the course condition. Now, Scott, he got caught with the weather delay, but, you know, Jim Furyk did make it through his round. So it's just one of those things that you never know what's going to happen.
You know who's impressing me lately is this Miguel Jimenez. He's in the thick of it every single tournament, it seems. He kind of went off the radar for a few years, but whatever he's doing at his age now, it's pretty impressive to me.
Well, you know, I think Miguel's thing is he relaxes. He just gets out there. He just plays his game. He doesn't try to do anything stupid. Because he's got a good, solid round game. He may not always win, but he's always there in the running. And I think that impresses me more than these guys that are coming out and winning each and every week. The fact that, you know, 75% of the time, he's right there in the top 10 on the final day of the leaderboard. That just impresses me, like I say, more than these guys that are coming out, you know, winning every week. Miguel just takes his time. He doesn't force himself. He doesn't try to do any stupid shots when it's unnecessary. You know, Tiger practices shots that most of the golfers, you know, don't even think of. Tiger practices those shots, but that may be what hurts him, is he's practicing these impossible shots instead of focusing on his whole all-around game, where guys like Miguel Jimenez, he just goes out there, you know, he just does what he's supposed to do, and he doesn't try to force the issue.
Well, Mr. Squirrel, great show like always. You want to put me on mute so I can listen in here on my phone?
Yeah, I'll be more than happy to, man. Once again, we appreciate the folks out there calling in. And as always, you know, you're welcome to call in anytime. Yeah, so I'm going to throw you on mute so you can go ahead and listen up to the rest of the show, and then we'll just have a good time from here.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. There you go, guys. Like I say, and he's right. There are several golfers like that that don't go out. They don't win necessarily each and every tournament, but come the end of the year, when it comes time for the FedEx Cups, there's names on that FedEx Cups list, and you're thinking like, where did they come from? It's because they don't push themselves. They just go out, they just play their game, they have fun, and that's what it's all about, you know. And as far as Tiger and this mental block that he's got going on, as far as the majors, you know, like I say, it's still the first game. So I have really learned over the years, do not count Tiger Woods out until he's on the 18th hole on Sunday, you know, because, you know, even one of the other guys said, Tiger still has that aura. And you know that if he's close and everything, there's a good chance that he's going to win it. So like I say, let's not put the cart before the horse. Let's just hold off until Sunday, see where Tiger's at. You know, then we can start making our predictions. All right. As you know, we're still looking over some of the headlines. Portland Blazers, who I didn't even know still had a basketball team, announced today that they've signed veteran guard Mo Williams. Dallas Mavericks signed center Dejon Blair for a full 15-player roster. So it sounds like they pretty much made all their moves. They're getting ready. Oklahoma City Thunder have signed a veteran forward, Ryan Gomes. So Greg Oden has finalized his deal with Miami, so sounds like that is a done deal. So that's it as far as NBA basketball. Once again, I'm still hoping my buddy Clint Davis shows up. 347-326-9073. Your phone lines are open. Sound like a pirate there. Arr. As you know, preseason practices have started for NCAA football. Want to give a shout-out to my friend Andrew. Razorback fans. Football season is just around the corner, and I was up at Hog Heaven up at the University of Arkansas, and they got all their new 2013 Nike apparel in. They even got some of the 2012 game worn jerseys. So if you really want to stand out, you really want to look good at Razorback games this year, whether it's at the home games at Reynolds Stadium, or whether you're going on the road following the Hogs, get up there, get your Nike apparel, because they got some sweet-looking stuff. And I'm going to be heading back up there. And so So anyway, just get, you know, Cassina, she just sent me a message. She tried to call in, and it said there was no shows. That's weird, because it says I'm on the air. So, Handicappy Network, Greg, do you think Johnny Football will be suspended and miss games this year? If not, he should be. I don't know. If he was doing what they said he was doing, then yes, he should definitely be suspended. Who we got over here? Hey, I know that number. Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who we got on the phone line?
This is Kathina, Killswitch Catron.
Hey, Kathina, how you doing? The number threw me off. I was expecting a 918 number, and you bop in here on a 479 area code. I'm like, wait a minute. How you doing, darling?
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Good, good. You got some big stuff coming up, little young lady. I started to call you a little girl, but we all know you're not a little girl, and I don't want to get beat up today, so I'll call you a young lady. You got some good stuff coming up. You got. I saw your Facebook post. You got your tickets for XFN at the Joint over in Tulsa. So why don't you tell the listeners about what you got coming up, and we'll just go from there.
Yeah, that fight's scheduled for September 6th. I'm fighting a girl out of Canada, and we're actually going for the title there at XFN, and it's special guest is going to be Uriah Faber this time.
Right, right. I've been keeping up that. It was a pleasure to see you at Border Wars, and the team battleground was in full force, and I never did get my T-shirt, by the way, but that's a different story. But yeah, you're just tearing it up because you know, like in the interview we did there, you're doing these XFN shows at Tulsa, and you've been running up to Kansas City for Invicta. What is that experience like to be fighting on shows of these magnitudes and this scale? Because they put on pretty good productions for their events.
It's pretty awesome. When we go up to Kansas, they treat us like, man, like we're rock stars. It's crazy how good they are with their women. And then the same with XFN. You know, Dale's a great promoter as well. So It's really fun, and then they're always televised, so that's always a good thing too.
Right, and that's why we do what we do. You know, we may not have anything to do with the event, but we're here to support MMA, whether there's fighters we know on the shows or not, or like you, fighters that I've become good friends with over the years, because we. You know, I want to see women's MMA explode because, you know, I think the women fight just as hard and just as good as the guy. And I truly feel that there is an untapped market out there. It's slowly starting to get tapped, but I just do not think that we have hit that pot of gold when it comes to women's MMA. How do you feel about that?
I think it's the same. It's still waiting to blow up. Invicta has actually opened the doors for women when it comes down to that. But, like you said, it's still growing, and it'll continue to get just as big as men's MMA.
Right. Oh, I agree. But, well, like one of the events I have coming up, I got an event in Mexico, Missouri, and it's an all-women's event. And even right now, that's still hardly heard of for an all-women's MMA event. But, Invicta, they do a good job with it. Shannon Knapp, I believe the owner up there, the promoter.
Yeah, Shannon Knapp.
Yeah, and, I keep track of them and everything. And they have just really impressed me how they've stepped up and grabbed a hold of that football that some people have kind of been dragging their feet about grabbing a hold of and running with it. But, So outside of that fight, and you got the XFN fight, what else do you have coming up down the road?
Well, really not too, we don't have anything set in stone after that, but I'm sure I'll be getting to go back to Invicta here soon, and that would be nice. And then, you know, they're coming up with their own TV show, so it'd be really awesome to get on that. So right now there's nothing set in stone, but we have some things working out.
Right. Well, Kathina, you know, I appreciate you calling in. I mean, I always enjoy visiting with you, and not only for being a female MMA, but being a Native American female, and everybody knows how proud I am of my Native American heritage and ancestry and everything, so it always does me good. Always makes me feel good to see Native Americans getting out there and making a name for themselves. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And then in this particular industry, you know, there's not very many Native Americans even in it. And as far as females, I'm pretty sure I'm one of the only pro females that are even out there. So.
Right. Well, all right, Kathina, any shout outs, anybody you want to say hello to before we let you off here today?
Yes, I want to thank all my sponsors, my coaches, Greg Richmond at GTR Fitness and Battle, Scott Lowe at Battleground Mixed Martial Arts, you know, all my teammates, Cherokee Nation for one of my sponsorships, you know, and all female MMA.
All right, well, there you go. It is the kill switch, ladies and gentlemen. Kathina Catron, I always appreciate you calling into the show. Look forward to seeing you again soon, Kathina.
All right, thank you.
All right. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. Kathina, she's getting ready. I guarantee you, I would not be surprised. You know, you give her a little bit more time. I would not be surprised to see her getting a call from Dana White. I mean, I have seen this girl pretty much start out, and the way she has just built her way up, she hasn't rushed things. She's taken things at a nice, easy pace. So, Just keep an eye on her. I mean, you can find her on the internet. You can find her on Facebook, Kathina, the Kill Switch, Catron, and keep an eye on that young lady. I mean, she is one of those fighters that it's really hard to find fighters for her, because people look at her and they read her record and everything, and they're just like, oh no. And I hate to say that, because. But you know, it is what it is. So we got a lot of great people. Gangster Sports in the chat room today. We also got guest 2212 over in the chat room. I still have not heard from Clint Davis. And it's kind of starting to scare me. If anybody has seen Clint Davis or heard from Clint Davis, would you please let me know? Wonder if he went fishing without me. I forgot I had his phone number. Duh. Let's see here. Let's send Clint Davis a text. Let's see here. Let's find him and find him on here. Hell, he could have got ambushed the way the last couple of days have been. He might go and watch baseball again, knowing him. All right, let's get back to the headlines. Also, we want to say hello to my buddy, Amy Misner. She's listening in today. We also want to say hello to Eric Stevens, Chris Gregory, and a lot of other folks. Let's see here. Let's get back on this topic we were talking on. Back to the original question. Johnny Manziel, if he doesn't get suspended, then he should. If he's doing what they say he's doing, then by all means. I mean, I don't know if it's worth pulling his Heisman. I mean, he's not O.J. Simpson or Reggie Bush, but the fact is, if he's doing, you know, what they say he's doing, then, you know, maybe suspend him. The money he, if he made, did make money off of these autograph signings, you know, then have him suspend him and donate the earnings to a charity or something like that. As far as A-Rod, I mean, A-Rod's A-Rod. I don't even, he's a Yankee, so I don't really care what happens to him. You know, should he be punished? Yes, he should. So that's that. I mean, it's basic, ladies and gentlemen, basic, simple concept. If you break rules, then yes, you should be punished. Plain, easy, simple, no questions asked. 347-326-9073. If you got a comment or a question about all this, feel free to give me a call in, because guess I'm solo today. I don't know. I hope I didn't run Clint off. So, you know, like we mentioned earlier, the Manziel, however, whatever his last name, they have hired a family attorney over this situation. But, you know, hey, if he did what he did, then, you know, that's it. Checking over the NCAA basketball, for Arkansas getting ready to head overseas to do some basketball action, which I was kind of excited to hear. So, did I mention my buddies over at Hog Heaven? I know I started to. If all you Razorback fans out there, football season is just around the corner, so go get your Razorback merchandise at Hog Heaven. If you're in Northwest Arkansas, you can find it at Bud Walton Arena. Go in there, tell the folks, hey, we need some Hog stuffs. Now let's get ready for a good football season. The Brett Bielema era getting ready to begin, so let's get out there and show your Hogs your support. Let's see here. NASCAR boys. I haven't talked about the NASCAR boy. Tony Stewart going to be out of the car this weekend. Tony Stewart suffered a broken leg. He was racing some dirt track stuff and kind of flipped over a couple of times. And so Tony Stewart got a broken leg. Max Pappas, a talented driver. Watkins Glen is where they're going to be next on August 11th. So Max Pappas, good road course racer. So he's going to be stepping up, filling the seat for Tony Stewart at that race. They're kind of raising a question, they're trying to blame this wreck that he had because he wasn't in a cut sprint car. Okay, he was wrestling one of his dirt track cars. He wrecked, flipped. The safety in those cars are not by far nowhere compared to the safety features and modifications that they have on the cup cars, whether it be sprint or the Nationwide Series. I mean, it's a tragic accident. Tony Stewart got hurt, but, you know, I think that has little to do with NASCAR. Some people believe that Stewart's sprint car career is irresponsible because he's taking risks that he doesn't need to be taking. It was a tragic accident, and you know, as much as I disagree with some topics with Tony Stewart, I do hope he gets better soon. And he is able to get back into Cup car, but it sounds like he's pretty much done for the season. So we'll just have to see what goes on from here. Got birthdays and stuff coming up later. Want to say hello to my buddy Cassidy Gunneman. He is out there. Iron Core MMA, if you're in Siloam Springs and you're looking for a good gym to work out, go over and see Cassidy Gunneman and the folks at Iron Core. Not only is he just a great guy, but he's an outstanding instructor. He will help get you in shape. All right. Still waiting to hear from Clint Davis. Oh, yeah. Who's enjoying the cooler weathers the last couple of games? Or the last couple of days? I don't know. I kind of enjoyed it. You know, it's like I posted on Facebook last night. You know it's way too hot when it's midnight, you're lying in bed, still sweating, and you have a fan blowing straight on you, and yet it's not bothering you at all. That's how I was last night. It was so hot last night in my home. It was, because I think they said it got up to like 100 degrees or something. It just got so smack your mama crazy hot that I went and got a pedestal fan. And I had that sucker sitting right by my bed, blowing right on me. And at midnight, I was still sweating like a pig. Not that I am a pig. At least I hope I'm not a pig. I don't consider myself a pig. There's some people out there who would. And that's all right. As long as I know the truth, you know, or what I hope's the truth, people can think about me what they want. So anyway. All right, let's go ahead and hit our birthday. Well, hold on. Let's jump back over here. Jump back over here on the headlines. Okay. I was looking down to golf headlines. We really don't talk about soccer here. Ronda Rousey, she is still negotiating. She's already signed a deal to be in Expendables 3. With Sylvester Stallone and the boys. And she's exploring. She's negotiating to be in Fast and Furious 500. Or I guess it's just 8. My bad. So you may be seeing Ronda Rousey on the big screen. Fast and Furious 7. Chael Sonnen, sounds like he's probably going to be granted his license so he can fight in Boston against Shogun Rua. Apparently, there's been some hurdles. So, apparently, he's on his way to meeting those expectations from the Massachusetts State Athletic Commission, and that fight's going to get to take place. 347-326-9073. The phone lines are open. So if you got a comment or a question, you just feel like calling on in here, we'll let you. Let's see. That's pretty much all the headlines we got for today. I think we've pretty much hit on everything I wanted to hit on. Jump over here. We got two birthdays on the big list today. My buddy James Bond, down in the River Valley, 44 years old. Dang, son. You're just a year older than me, boy. And then we also got Flora Graham. We want to wish her a happy birthday. We're sending them a happy birthdays right now. Happy birthday, James Bond. Happy birthday, Flora. There you go. If you're one of my listeners, want to pass this along. If you're one of my listeners, you live in Bella Vista. The Villa Vista POA has issued a precautionary boil orders. Apparently, with all the flooding, there was a water main break, which contributed to the flooding up in the Bella Vista area. So, once again, there's a big boil order going on. So, make sure you take care of that before you eat. Oh, let's see here. I got a post from a friend of mine. Let's see. Let me go back and find this. Is it in here? Let's see here. Go back. I also want to say happy birthday to professional wrestler Malice. He's got a big birthday coming up, so we want to say happy birthday to him. Let's see here. I promised this guy I was going to talk about his event that he's got coming up, but I can't find the information for it. That sucks. Let me keep scrolling here. Don't forget, we got NFL preseason football. So check on your team in your area. See if they're going to be getting it on the ball field. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. Want to say thank you to Excess Energy Drinks. I got a new shipment in today, and this stuff is good. Thing I like about Excess Energy Drinks is they have multiple flavors. They got sugar-free, caffeine-free. So, you know, they got something for everybody. So, if you want to try some Excess Energy Drinks, get with your local Amway representative. Or you can get a hold of me, and I can hook you up with an Amway representative. Still can't find this show information I'm looking for. That bites, because I was really wanting to pimp that show. And we'll still pimp the show. Once I find the information. Hopefully they will post that information again, and I will pass that information. Here's a show here I want to talk about. Hogwild Fight Night. Jason Purdy and Spire MMA. Going to be at Sir Dyke Harley-Davidson. And I'm not sure what town that is in. But it's August 16th and 17th. Friday night kickboxing and kickboxing. They're going to have a grappling tournament starting at 9 a.m. And then 8 p.m. they're going to have Pro Style MMA. That is Festus, Missouri, Sir Dyke Harley Davidson. So make sure you get up. If you're up in that area, make sure you check that big event out. Scrolling down, looking for some more events to plug, because we do support all MMA, whether we're associated with the promotion or not. You know, we do what we do to promote MMA, and if some people don't like it, they can kiss my butt. Because that's just how I feel about it, you know. Kiss my butt? I don't care. I want to say hello to my good buddy, Paul G. Newton. He's posting pictures of cigars. And I'm kind of like him. I'm kind of craving a cigar myself. So, I don't know. If anybody wants to bring me some cigars, I also need some big trash bags for my big box, trash box that I have next to my desk. I'm out of liners for it. Kind of caught up on me. Let's see, I'm still looking. Coming up at the 4:15, we're going to be sharing goofy headlines. Hopefully, we'll track down our buddy Clint Davis, and he'll be able to enjoy goofy headlines with us. Don't forget, TNA Wrestling is on tonight. For all you TNA Wrestling fans, I'll be flipping back and forth between football and TNA Wrestling. I also want to say hello to my friends over at the Funky Monkey Boutique. 30% off outfits. They got some clothes over there, getting ready to go back to school. 30% off all outfits from today until Saturday. Let's see here. I'm still trying to find this one promotion because I promised him I would hit that event they got coming up. It's this Saturday. I remember that much. So I'm kind of late getting on the ball as it is, and I want to find this event and pimp it, and not so we don't waste any more time. I want to say hello to my buddies at TCB Boxing, TCB Fight Factory. Can't remember what their official name is now. But they're a bunch of good guys up there, so make sure you check them out. If you're up in the Rogers-Bentonville area, you want to study some good martial arts, go check out the TCB Fight Factory. If you're interested in pursuing a career in MMA, hey, you can check them out too. All right. I'm still looking for this fight event. I should have saved it. Don't forget, next weekend, we're going to be in Muskogee, Oklahoma, with Stry King, Muay Thai, and kickboxing. Got a big event coming up over there, so for all you Muay Thai and kickboxing fans, you know, you're more than welcome to come over to Muskogee Civic Center and check out some good stuff. Man, this is weird for Clint not to at least text me back. I hope everything's okay. You know, me and Clint's become pretty good friends, and this is just very weird for him not to call in, let me know he's not going to be here, or whatever. So, thoughts and prayers. I hope Clint's okay. Because I sent him a text message, and he hadn't even replied to the text message. So, anyway, hopefully we'll hear from him soon. All right. Kind of starting to look up our goofy headlines for the day. Here's one. Life is not like a box of chocolate. It's like a jar of jalapenos. What you do today might burn your butt tomorrow. You know what burns my butt? About a 3-foot high flame. Best revenge is to live well. Remember, you can't get ahead if you're trying to get even. Good philosophy right there. Good philosophy right there. I like this one. I think this world would be so much happier if everyone broke out in song and dance every once in a while. Well, I've seen me dance, and you don't want me to break. Song I can handle. But I don't think you want to see me break out in a little dance. Let's find some more goofy headlines. Let's see, what's that one? Oh, okay. That's not a headline. Is it my imagination? Or is it like the KKK? Do you notice when they're having one of their little rallies, it's always in a white neighborhood? It's like, what's the deal? I don't know. I just thought I'd bring that up. It was just something that kind of struck me wrong. Apparently, I forget where it was at. KKK was having a rally, and somebody brought it to the attention that it was in a white neighborhood. I don't know. 347-326-9073. Phone lines are open. The chat room is open. So call in and speak your mind. I can't even spell open. There we go. Oh, let's see here. Apparently we got from the dumb criminal department, a sergeant with the Boone County Sheriff's Office was hospitalized after a high-speed chase that ran through two states. 27-year-old Timothy Redfield, Boone County Jail, is waiting formal charges. About 8 p.m. Wednesday night, we're involved in a pursuit with a stolen U-Haul, Highway 65, heading north from Harrison. So apparently, old boy stole a U-Haul, tried to run over the cops, and, well, now he's in jail. Good boy. That's a good one. Also want to say hello to my buddy Nate, Kingdom MMA. They got a big event coming up. We're going to be getting some information on that passed along to you. Born free as the wind blows. Okay, there's your song. And since you can't see me, you didn't know that I was dancing, wasn't dancing. So there you go. Can you believe they're going to make a Sharknado 2? Wow. I never saw the first one, but it's a sci-fi channel, so what do you expect? I don't watch anything on the sci-fi channel. Well, no, I'm trying to think. Unless it's a Star Trek or Star Wars movie, I can't remember the last time I've watched something on the sci-fi channel. Is it sci-fi or sci-fi? I don't know. I cannot answer that question. Sci-fi or sci-fi? You call in, you tell me. 347-326-9073. We got about 30 minutes left on the show. Still trying to find my co-host, Clint Davis, who has gone MIA on me. Hope he's not POW. Because then we'd have to call the AFL-CIO, and they just don't care. Did I get all the initials in? I can't remember. Let me see. Kind of glancing back over the headlines, seeing if there's anything else there we want to talk about. If you want to call in, give your football predictions, hey, we'll listen to those too. So tonight is preseason Thursday night football. Why did I just get good vibrations from the Beach Boys just running through my head? Can you answer that? I don't know. Well, all right, boys and girls. The only thing I know to do, since we are pretty much done here, nobody's calling in, nobody's visiting the chat room, is we're going to call it off early tonight, head it to the house, get ready for some football, hopefully get ready for some good. I think tonight's sushi night. I haven't heard for sure, but I think tonight is sushi night. So we're going to go get some sushi, we're going to watch some football. And hopefully I get some trash bag liners and get the trash taken care of. So, until then, what do we want to get out of here to? No, weekend's just around the corner. We can't do that one. What's this one? Oh, okay, Eddie Murphy. So we're going to get on out of here. Everybody have fun. Party tonight. Don't forget, weekend is just around the corner. So everybody have fun doing that thing. See you tomorrow right back here on the Greg Squirrel Show. Until then, bye-bye. Hey, guys.